Well, Miss Marchand, you and I have a date Friday night. We're going to do a sort of tete-a-tete interview, and we'll find out all there is to find out about a new French star coming to Hollywood for the first time, and get your impressions of our town and of our premiere tonight.
Impressions are very good, very, very good.
Thank you very much, Miss Marchand. Can you get over here, then?
Wait a minute, Miss Marchand, don't go away yet.
Move her over a little bit.
They went over here.
Where do you want it? Here? Harold, would you stand right there?
That's perfect. Thank
Keep
you.
The tape running, will you?
You don't want me, do you?
Yes.
You stay here, Harold. Stay around here, would you?
Right there. Now
we have Miss Marchand.
Is it Walter Mirisch?
Harold Mirisch.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to our microphone and our audience one of the men more interested than others in the picture Moulin Rouge, and particularly in its success, one of the financial backers of Moulin Rouge, Mr. Harold Mirisch. Will you come right up?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure for me to be here, and I'm so glad that Colette Marchand, John Huston, and Jose Ferrer were able to be here. I've been fortunate enough to see the picture, and believe me, you've got a great treat coming to you. Thank you.
How are you, Dory?
Thank you, Mr. Mirisch.
Oh, yeah, very glad to see you.
Join the army.
They're there.
One of the young ladies who is most unique in Hollywood, and I say unique in that even a gala premiere, possibly even going to a wedding, will not excite this young lady to put on lipstick. So may I present one of the town's most talented actresses and dancers, Miss Leslie Caron. Leslie, how are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. Did you say that I wore lipstick for the first time?
I say you have not yet worn lipstick.
It's about you.
You have a slight dash on tonight, haven't you?
Yes, my mother convinced me.
You finally went to a Hollywood premiere wearing a little bit of lipstick. What will your girlfriend think of this?
Janice Rule. You remember that?
I certainly do.
Well, she probably won't speak to me anymore.
Well, now, what are you going to do at Christmas, Leslie? What are your plans for Christmas Day?
Well, stay with the family and have a wonderful time.
And probably baked ham for turkey dinner?
I think we will have one.
Well, wonderful. I don't know why not when you are fortunate enough to have Mr. Hormel in your family.
Thank you.
Take a bow, Mr. Hormel, and you may also say Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and same to you. Same to everybody.
I think we would like to wish best of luck to our very good friend Colette Marchand and also Jaja Gabor, with whom I had the pleasure to act in a picture, and I want to wish them both best of luck.
Thank you, Leslie Caron, and I'll see that that's passed on through our radio broadcast. Again, Merry Christmas to you and to your husband, George.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Goodbye, and thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you very, very much. I think you'd better keep it going.
Miss Caron is not here. We cannot shoot her for time.
Hi, George.
Hello, Rat.
Who are they screaming for, Henry? I can't see.
Deborah Carr and Jeremy Moore.
Put it together with old buttons.
Well, Dave,
the show
behind you.
Okay.
Virginia Mayo behind you.
Miss Deborah Carr, ladies and gentlemen, coming to our microphone. My goodness, what a pleasure to see you tonight.
Well, thank you very much. Well, it's a very exciting evening, isn't it?
Well, so far, people have been filing past here, some of the most glamorous in town, so fast that I have scarcely had a chance to come on.
I think everybody who's anybody is here tonight, and it's very exciting. I'm as much excited to see them as I am to see the picture. I don't go out very often.
Deborah, thank you very much for coming
Not
to
at
our
all.
Microphone. For
thank
a
you. Good night. Hi. Hello.
Okay, and it's a real pleasure to bring to our microphone lovely Virginia Mayo. So charming to see you at such a magnificent premiere.
Really,
Virginia, you look stunning.
Thank you.
Where is your husband tonight?
Oh, he's over there. He's a little afraid.
Trapped,
to come
huh?
on the mic.
I've never seen quite so many people barging into a premiere.
Really something. Everybody's here tonight.
Virginia, let me wish you right now a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you, George.
Thank you very much, darling.
We're on the air together.
We're on Christmas
tomorrow
night.
Tomorrow night.
We're on Christmas night, I believe.
Isn't that tomorrow night?
No, this is only the 23rd. We're still going.
Hello, twins. Hello.
Zsa Zsa Gabor coming up while we are talking to Virginia Mayo and Mr. George Sanders. Mr. Sanders, however, is slightly shy tonight, but I think that he can stand around while his wife discusses things. Is this the new homemade dress,
Zsa Zsa? Yes, it is. You like it?
I think it's very beautiful. Why don't you explain it? I didn't think that you had it in you.
Well, I decided that I have to design myself a dress. Shocking pink, pink, and
George.
Pink. All over pink.
George, will you move up in here, please?
George, will you say a Merry Christmas and lean in? I know you can say that dramatically.
Well, Merry Christmas. I've already seen the picture, and I'm very proud of my wife.
Well, thank you, darling.
That's high praise from such a fine actor as Mr. Sanders to such a new actress as Miss Zsa Zsa
Gabor. I have to live up to that.
Thank you, Zsa Zsa and George Sanders. It's real delightful. Lovely Jean Crane, her husband Paul Brinkman, walking up to our microphone now here in the lobby of the Fox Wilshire Theater for the premiere of Moulin Rouge. And really, every girl that comes up becomes increasingly more beautiful to our microphone, so I'm always a little breathless when real beauty comes up.
George,
Jean Crane.
That's wonderful. That's a great compliment, but where are you going to go from here?
Frankly, I think you better talk about the picture. I'm out.
Well, it's a very, very exciting season in which to have...